Matthew Centrovitz of the USA. You were the bronze medalist in Daegu 2011, yeah. The youngest finalist in that field. You've come here to Moscow 2 years later and got an upgrade to silver. Your thoughts on making the World Championship podium two championships in a row?
I went third, second. Hopefully the next one, you fill in the blanks. So, it's been a great championship part of the season. Competing with these guys is an honor, and obviously Asbel is on another level right now, but you know, it was good to try giving him a shot at him with 100 to go. So,
if you concede that Asbel Kiprop is on another level, what approach did you take into the race from a tactical standpoint to give yourself the best opportunity of getting back on the podium?
Well, you know, I definitely approached this race wanting to go for the win. Obviously, Asbel ran 3:27 earlier this year, which is a lot of seconds faster than everyone else. But, you know, in these tactical races, anything can happen. It's not a time trial, you know, and so knowing that gave me confidence that anytime you make the final, it's anyone's chance. So, you know, I just tried to stay in, keeping as close as contact with them. And, I know the best way I was going to do is sneak up on him in the last 100. But, like I said, you know, he's very strong, really fast right now, and he's definitely the guy to beat.
And at the top of that home straight, as you suggest, everybody was practically bunched together before Kiprop put his foot down. How important was your closing speed and fighting spirit to get you into that second place position?
That last 100 is everything, you know. That's where people, as we just saw in the 800, you know, you can go from first, you can go to last, and that's where the race is won and lost. And so, you know, you have to save a little bit extra energy in that last 100, and I knew that going into the home straight, but, you know, I still felt confident that I could get him. You know, I had to stay patient, tucked it on the inside for most of that last lap. But, yeah, you know, I gave him the best shot I could at him.
In what areas do you feel you can improve going forward, given the championship run you've had? Bronze in Daegu, fourth in London last year, silver medal here. Where do you feel you can improve in an effort to take that top spot on the championship podium?
You know, like you said earlier, I'm relatively young. I'm 23. So, you know, like Mo, you know, he's 30 years old. And if I can get another several years under my belt of some strength work, more speed, I'm only going to get better from here. And so just got to stay healthy, stay motivated. And I'm with the right training group with Alvaro Salazar. And we have Galen Rupp, Dathan Ritzenhain, Mo Farah. So our group is, you know, right now firing all cylinders. So,
and with that group, how much do you feed off one another, the global success that all of the athletes are having? How much does that motivate? How much does that spur one another on?
Definitely motivates you big time, you know, seeing how other people compete and running well, and, you know, you're doing the same workouts with them and you're training with them. And, it gives you a lot of motivation and a lot of confidence as well.
So how will you celebrate this silver medal finish here in Moscow?
You know, probably some sleep, you know. It's been a long last week, and so, you know, there's still some races to run the rest of the season. So, yeah, I'm just going to rest up, and at the end of the year when I'm done all racing, I'll definitely celebrate with some friends and play some video games, stay up late, the usual.
Well, congratulations on a silver medal run in the 1500 meters. Very well done indeed.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.